Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Travis Thomas Experience. We cranking. Travis Thomas Experience. Producer Sean in the house. We love baseball, but man, we ready to bring a little energy up in here. Let's go. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's beautiful outside. Let's get it going, baby. Travis Thomas Experience, as always, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com. And I got to tell you something. This June 15th, 2019, on a wonderful Saturday afternoon, boy, the dog days of summer have begun. I mean, what are we going to do? I want to start here for a second. Tell me if I'm wrong. Producer Sean, you may have to jump on mic. I just want to know if this is me. It's weird because I love baseball, right? I bet on baseball, the whole deal. In fact, later in the show, I've been getting a lot of requests to do a little bit more sports betting talk in my show because I do it a lot on my website, TravisThomasExperience.com. I talk about it whenever I can. But I guess I've kind of built a little bit. I wouldn't call it a following because it's only like 10 people maybe. But it is the same 10 people kind of like maybe they're degenerates like I am. And they're like, can you just do a little segment on your show and give us some picks? So, in fact, later in the show, I'm going to do how you can make a fortune betting baseball. My baseball bets usually fund my bankroll and all my football betting. But that's not what this is about. I love baseball. Let me preface my comments by saying that. But producer Sean, can I keep it real? The NBA finals are over. Now, we do have the draft next week. And obviously, we have free agency. So there's still a little basketball left, even though the finals are over. But I'm getting to the point now where I'm just counting down the days and I'm putting little X's on the calendar for the closer we get to football season. Am I wrong? I love baseball, man. But I can't get hyped for baseball in mid-June and July. Like, for me, pennant races are amazing. And like I said, I like betting the game, but I can't get hype for – I just can't do it. Is that a me problem, producer Sean, or are you with me on that?
I'm definitely with you.
Were you shocked that the Raptors got it done?
Not really, especially once Klay went down.
Yeah, it was pretty much a wrap.
Yeah. Like, once he went down and Doris Burke broke the news that he was not going to come back, I was like, well, Raptors going to come back and win this game. And that's what they did.
No doubt about it. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day weekend to you. When I get off of work, I'm going down to St. Mary's County. I'm going to spend some time with the fam, just chill out, get my mind right, eat some crabs, have a wonderful weekend. So shout outs to all the fathers out there and the stepfathers too. I just want to say. My ex, before I got married and all that good stuff, I was with her. She had a child from another dude. I was stepdad. I played the role for a couple years, and I realized that a lot of times stepfathers don't get the props that they deserve. So happy Father's Day to them as well. All right, I want to transition to this while we're getting deep on life there. You know, in life, I just feel like there are times you have to take chances. Like, I like gambling on sports, but I'm not a big gambling person. For example, I know it's weird, but hear me out. I will bet on sports all day, all night, but I don't play card games. I don't play blackjack or, you know, I don't go to the craps table, things like that. There's nothing wrong with it. Most of my friends do it, but I don't do it. I like betting sports because I feel like I kind of sort of know what's going on. So I have an advantage, right? So with that being said, I think in life, you have to pick and choose when you roll the dice, when you gamble, literally and figuratively. After watching the NBA Finals, and producer Sean, you know how I felt about it. I didn't like it game one. I was complaining. And then as it went on, I was like, this is great. It was so much drama, so much intrigue. It was a shame to see the Warriors so injured. It did kind of take away from it a little bit for me. But the Raptors won fair and square. They're the champs. But after watching all this, I now realize what the Wizards must do. It is time to gamble. You have got to roll the dice. You have got to put all your chips on the table. Go all in. You could lose it and your car's repossessed and you're sleeping, you know, on the street, or you could hit it big and you're rich the rest of your life. I say that to say they have got to get Masai Ujiri here. For those of you who have lived under a rock, he is the architect of the Raptors championship, the architect. He put it together. He's the guy that, you know, fired the coach of the year and hired a dude no one's ever heard of in Nick Nurse. He's the guy that traded, at the time, their best player, DeMar DeRozan, an all-star, considered one of the best two-way players in the league, for another guy who was injured and basically people thought quit on his franchise in Kawhi Leonard. You see, the Raptors could have easily stayed the course. LeBron had left the East. They could have said, all right, we'll take a shot. Because LeBron's a guy that knocked them out every year. So they could have said, he's finally out of here. It's our time. We'll stand pat. We're going to bond together. This is the time. No one would have questioned it, and they would have lost in the second round probably, right? Or who knows? But one thing's for sure, they wouldn't have been champions. Masai Ujiri rolled the dice. Boom. He hit the number. They're the champs. Now, there's a report that the Wizards are offering $10 million a year and ownership stake in Monumental Sports and Entertainment. I do not believe any human being could turn down that deal. I'm telling you right now. No one. The only way Ujiri could turn that down, in my opinion, is if Toronto matches and they say, we'll give you the same damn thing and ownership and whatever you want here. Maybe he says, hey, I'm here. I'm already established. I'm going to try to talk Kawhi into staying. But I don't really see that happening. In fact, I'll give credit to the Wizards and that ownership group in that I think it's such a unique job offer. Even if Toronto matched it, I don't really think it's a match. Here's what I mean. Okay, so first of all, Masai Ujiri's wife is from the area. Ever heard of happy wife, happy life? Happy spouse, happy house? Anyone? Anyone married out there? Or even if you're not married, you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend? Are times good when they're not happy? How's the relationship if one of them's off a little bit? Fellas, you know I'm talking to you, particularly if she's off a little bit, she's not happy in the relationship. How are things? So if you're him, you have your wife saying, well, you know, I can be closer to my family if you take that job, and you're going to be making $10 million a year, and you'll have ownership. Here's the other part. This is something no one talks about. I just brought up sports betting, right? I'm being told in my circles, D.C., sports betting will be legal here before the Wizards tip off this season in October. So that's soon, okay? Let's just say the fall for the sake of this conversation. Let's say September. Sports betting will be legal. Have you been paying attention to the Leontes family and their moves? Anyone been down to Capital One Arena lately? Anyone been to the Green Turtle? Oh, you haven't. Why is that? Oh, it's shut down. Well, why? That was a great place. Oh, it's going to be a sports book. How about this network? We're in bed with the Nats, right? You heard about Nats Park? You're going to be able to bet games there. So I say that to say, Masai Ujiri has such a unique opportunity, we'll call it, to come here. Wife's happy, closer to the family. You get a piece of ownership in a really a sports city already that's about, they're on the precipice to have sports betting. This dude will be making money hand over fist. Forget the 10 mil a year. I don't even know what percentage they've offered him for ownership, but it doesn't even matter. What's 1% or 2% of $1 billion? I mean, if you look at the numbers of sports betting for the states that have legalized it, we've always known Nevada, take them out of it. You seen the numbers Jersey's doing now? Have you seen these numbers? These states that have legalized sports betting are making billions of dollars. So if this guy gets a percentage of a billy, and you're making 10 a year, and your wife's happy, I mean, what are we waiting for? He should be, I'll tell you what should happen if I'm him. This is just me. I'm going to go to the championship parade. I'm going to be on a float. I'm going to drink beer. I'm going to not even bother talking to Kawhi because he doesn't talk anyways. I'm going to do an interview about that pain in the butt cop that's trying to get me locked up right now in the Bay. That's a joke. So I'm going to do an interview about that and say, that guy, forget him. I'm the man. And then in the same interview, before I'm done, when the reporter says, thanks for your time, Masai, I'm going to say, wait, one more thing. Hey, this parade's cool. Six, I love y'all. I'm going to D.C. Deuces. And I would ride the same float I'm on, that Raptor float. Oh, yeah, I'm riding that to D.C. I ain't lying. I'm coming down Capitol Street on that. Believe it. That's how I'm coming into town. That's what I would do. Now, I'm going to assume this guy has a lot more class than me. So he'll probably let the parade settle a few days. But I do expect a press conference within the next week, to be honest with you. I think this is our new guy. And I think it is a slam dunk, grand slam, whatever you want to call it, for the Wizards. In fact, I think it's genius. Kudos to them. When they missed out on Tim Conley, the GM for the Nuggets, and remember that story, it kind of got swept under the rug. There was a lot of talk that it was actually financial and that he wanted more than what the Wizards were willing to pay him. And in fact, the Nuggets said, we'll give you what you want. You're doing a great job here. I mean, literally, we were a game away from being in a Western Conference final. And he stayed. Smart business move. He's another guy with area ties, by the way. When that happened, I came on this air and butchered the Wizards. I said, what are you doing? You don't have a plan B? Now we understand what the plan B was. And what did they do? Credit to them. They reloaded. Okay, not only did we not get this guy, and maybe we were a stickler over a couple bucks here or there, we're going to go get the guy and give him the world. I mean, they made a Godfather offer. We're going to make an offer he can't refuse. Now, do you agree with me, or is this too much to give to anyone? Where do you weigh in? That's my question of the day, 800-636-1067. You know I always have a question of the day. Today it's that. Do you think the Wizards are doing the right thing by literally offering this guy the world? I mean, let's just call it what it is. They're giving him the world. Or do you think it's too much? Because, I listen, I'm from the school of thought of, especially as a fan, what do I care what a rich guy's paying another rich guy? I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I want to see a good product from the Wizards. You know, you maybe have to give up some compensation in terms of a draft pick, but okay, give them that too. What do I care about some 19-year-old you have to develop? This guy can turn your franchise around. Do you agree with me? Give him whatever he wants and then some, or do you think it's too much? 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience, 1067 The Fan. LeBron and Cleveland would be in the finals forever. I'm talking about the back end of the Heat dynasty. I don't even need to go far as far back as the Heat. Like, let's just go from when Cleveland or when LeBron went back to Cleveland. You thought they'd be in the finals forever on the Eastern Conference side. He would just own it and go lose to whoever, Golden State, win one every couple times, right? Wrong. He leaves. He goes to L.A. Okay, well, there's the end of Cleveland. Boston gets Kyrie. I know I thought, in fact, I put my money where my mouth is. I bet on Boston like an idiot. They're worthless. Now Kyrie's leaving. Then Giannis, for a season, looked like he was going to run through everyone, and the Bucks were the new flavor. Nope, they lose to Toronto. I mean, think about it. And now, literally, Kawhi could leave in an hour. So, I mean, you just, if you're the Wizards, you got to go for it now. Plus, look at this guy's business model, right? Masai Ujiri is a type that would get here, and let's face it, he'd probably trade Bradley Beal. You know that, right? He'd trade Beal, he'd get some assets, he'd build up the roster. When John Wall got healthy, John Wall would kind of be Weapon X, if you will. He would come back into an already young, pretty good lineup. I wouldn't doubt if he made moves and got former Raptors here. Like Pascal Siakam still on his rookie deal. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Ujiri came here and then they paid Siakam when it was time. Nick Nurse, he's on a rookie coaching deal. You mean to tell me if he gets here, he doesn't love Scott Brooks, he wouldn't go get Nick Nurse to coach? I mean, I'm telling you, if you're the Wizards, you got to go all in. All right, listen, the phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree, and it's only June 15th. Everyone be quick with your thoughts. I want to get everyone in, and then we got Clinton Portis coming up. Let's go Mary Ellen in Ashburn, who I'm such a big fan of. Mary Ellen, you know I'm on Saturdays anytime you call. I'm always happy. She's drinking a Guinness somewhere right now. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. Yeah, too bad you don't have a Guinness for me. I need a cold one.
I know.
I hate to say this. I'm old enough to remember as a tiny youngster, Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, Phil Chenier, Kevin Greavy, all those guys. I remember the glory days, and we haven't had the glory days in forever.
Yeah.
And the Wizards, I don't even like to call the Wizards because I hate the name of the Bullets. You know, they need to spend some money. Open the darn wallet and get this guy because we stink, and I'm tired of us stinking. I don't even like to watch the team because, you know, I haven't even watched the NBA. I've lost even, you know, I watched this, you know, this finals and everything because it was interesting and everything. But if this guy's as good as they say he is, spend some money and get the guy here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are, why even have a franchise here if you're not going to spend some money and have a team here?
Right.
You know, we need representation in the NBA, and why have the laughing stock of the NBA? Get the guy here.
Yeah. Mary Ellen usually reserves her passion for Notre Dame football, but she is passionate right now, and I appreciate it. By the way, Mary Ellen, every Saturday I'm on, I expect a call from you. No pressure.
Yes, and you're the greatest, and I want you to have more time. So I'm going to call and represent for you you need more time on the radio.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next weekend. Let's go to Jonathan in Fairfax. Jonathan, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Trav, I agree with Mary Ellen. You're great. I always enjoy it. Your producer, Sean's tremendous. I'm okay with bringing in Masai Ujiri, as long as they don't give up any first-round pick.
Right.
They need talent. So if there's a way to do it outside of that, I'm fine with it. Otherwise, it's going to look like they didn't pay Trotz, and he won a championship, and all of a sudden, now you're paying Ujiri. Now, if Ujiri has some under-the-table deal with Kawhi to come here, and then we have to give up that ninth pick and some other assets, that I'm fine with.
Right.
But unless he's got some inside deal to bring Kawhi here, I don't think he can do it.
Wow, what a great call, Jonathan. Thanks. That's a great point about Trotz. Wow, I didn't think about that. Mark in Springfield, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
You guys are nibbling around the edges, and the last caller almost stole my thunder. It's a brilliant move. It's a brilliant offer. I don't think this guy can say no to for all the reasons you said. That's the number one signing first. I firmly believe the number two signing is the bombshell. Kawhi is coming to D.C. They're going to make him an offer that they can't refuse. In Toronto, nice place, max money. He can become an international superstar in D.C. with the location, the media, and all the international clientele. He can make a couple hundred million by being in Toronto for a max. He can be worth $1 billion in less than 10 years in D.C. because they will make him an international superstar, number one, and they will tell him, this will be your team. We will build the team around you, which is not and won't happen in Toronto because they're kind of fixed now. But that's the bombshell. I'm going to call you back in the fall, and we're going to discuss this again. You're going to say, Mark, you were right.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I look forward to that call. That will never happen. Vince in Accokeek, Tony, Fort Washington, my boy Mitch up in Jersey, and Tom, you're in my neck of the woods in Waldorf, Southern Maryland, man. Y'all got to stay on hold for me. When we come back, I'm taking your call, and then Clinton Portis. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Travis Thomas Experience, 800-636-1067. Phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. It's only June. Question of the day, do you think the Wizards are offering too much for Masai Ujiri, or do you think they're rolling the dice in the right way? Vince, Tony, Mitch, Tom, stay with me. Stay on hold. I'm about to talk to one of your favorite players ever, and then I'll take you guys' call. When you have this guy on the line, you don't keep him waiting. I mean, listen, can we just face facts? I always give him a hard time because I swear to you, every time I talk to him, we know the same inner circle. I know a lot of his friends. Whenever his name comes up, they're always like, yeah, man, he's off in this country or that state or this place or that place. I mean, you know that commercial, I've been everywhere, man. My next guest literally is a jet setter. My man, CP, Clinton Portis, welcome back to the show, family.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Let me guess, where you at right now, bro? I already know it ain't the DMV. Hey,
I actually am in the DMV, but only for a day. I'll fly out tomorrow.
Bro, you are living your best life. You know that, right?
It's only one way to live, bro.
No doubt about it. Clinton Portis joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. All right, I want to start with that, man. Like, you jet set, you do your thing. But also, I mean, people in this market see you all the time. You do the Redskin stuff. And then you got a kick-ass podcast that I still haven't been a guest on, but I ain't mad at you. You my boy. 26 Minutes. Tell the people about that.
Hey, man, you're welcome to come on 26 Minutes anytime you want. Your counterpart, Santana, come on and bless the show all the time, but you're too busy. You're too big time to come on 26 Minutes. But anytime you want, you know, it's a phone call away, man. 26 Minutes is doing a good job. You can check it out. Carry it. So iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, whatever you're looking at it on. So you check it out, you know, support. Give your true thoughts on it. If it's something you like, you know, if it's something that you mess with, then say that. If it's something that you don't, that you see can be corrected, say that too. I'm open to constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's true. You're definitely coachable. But I tell you what, I like it. You know, I listen to it. And what I love about it, it's the same thing I tell Santana too. which is why I think he brought me on to his podcast, because at first he was doing it by himself. And I think he brought me on because you guys just have to be yourself. And sometimes, like in the media, you know, you get around these producers and these executives, and you notice, CP, you've seen it a million times over, and they try to turn you into something you're not. I always think about, like, Martin with Varnell Hill. You remember Varnell Hill, Clinton? Like, how corny that was. And I just feel like you, Tana, all you guys that do podcasts and do your own show, just be yourself, and you'll be fine. Shout-outs to all the Martin fans out there who got my reference right there, Varnell Hill.
Yeah, man, I totally feel that way. You know, I think it's great because I pay attention to you all. This is great to see Tana open up and really speak his mind. You know, this is the Tana I've always known, you know, and he's never going to be one to say anything in the media, never really defend himself, and always going to be, like, politically correct. But, you know, having that platform now to watch Tana and how he's grown through his conversation, you know, just actually landed on the line. I think 2 weeks ago I had him on 26 Minutes, and it was the most candid that he's ever been, like, to really open up and speak about his tenure and leaving the Redskins and how it ended. You know, things the same way I felt when I left. You know, I think the Redskins do such a great job for so many people, and then it ends, and, you know, you look at Trent's situation, it ends horribly. You look at LeVar Arrington, in his departure, you look at Chris Samuels, you know, and then it's sort of like the guys that give you their all. Although you don't win championships and you haven't won a championship in so long, you have so many people that gave you your all in the city. So for everybody to kind of end on a sour note, career-wise, not really with Mr. Snyder, just career-wise, to say, I think everyone still has a relationship, Chris Cooley, for guys to not go out how they see fit. And then you see other guys who you look at the NBA and you watch Dirk, who can't jump off the ground anymore, who don't have the same jumper. But it's like, hey, you leave when you get ready, you know, and you wish that you had that opportunity. But to hear Santana open up and finally come out and say, hey, this is how I was feeling, this is what was going on, you know, I think it was great. And for me, you know, I'm always telling the truth. I'm always be me. And some people can deal with it. Everyone can't take me, and I understand that. I don't need 100% approval. What I do is need majority. I need 50.1% of the votes, and, you know, I feel good about it. So I've never been like a butt kisser. I've never understood how to be for those people or opportunities that I've had that tried to change me, and I didn't feel good about. I walked away from them, you know, and people always say, hey, why are you not on TV? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? And when you get into this business, this is not something we went to school for. And this is true out of the mud. Like, we played this game. I respect this game. I love this game. I know this game inside and out. I can listen to people talk that's never played this game, and they don't, like, I've forgotten more than they talk about. And when you listen to the talk shows and everything else, on Monday you get all the players' opinions, and that's kind of the topic of the conversation throughout the week. They carry that over, and no one really pays attention to it and say, oh, well, so-and-so said. They don't give you credit for it. It's just a debate. Well, this is what so-and-so said, the quarterback said afterwards. Do you agree or not? And that carries you from Monday to Wednesday, and then all of a sudden the injury list come out, and that carries you from Wednesday to Friday, and then it's game day. You know, so you have to understand what this is for. And the media has to find conversation. Like right now, you don't have anything to talk about. The media have to give you something. The job must continue. So the in-depth, you got to come up with a story. Whether good or bad, you need listeners. You need an attraction. And we have to understand that as players. You know, you always look like, oh, man, you wrote a bad article about me, or you said this, or you could have came to me. You know, I feel like, for yourself, you have access to so many guys that a lot of people don't. You send me a text numerous times, hey, CP, can you do this? I can either do it or not. And there's never any, oh, I'm not doing your show because I feel some kind of way or because you said something about me. It's, if I'm available, I'm doing it. If I'm not, then I tell you I'm not available, let's reschedule, you know. But if you were to say something bad about me, I'm taking that as constructive criticism, not saying, oh, Travis crossed me, or Travis, you know, so many people put you in a predicament. When I talk to guys in interviewing guys, having the access to interview guys, it's always, I'm trying to open up and let you tell your own story. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to change the words. I'm not trying to narrate or send you down the right path. Here's the question. This is what people want to know. Hey, if you want to answer it, you answer it. If not, then let's not sugarcoat it. I think you have to stop protecting guys and trying to baby guys. And that's something that I've been seeing a lot of within this market. You're trying to protect guys and baby guys. And this is the real world. You know, society as a whole needs to cut that out.
Wow. Producer Sean, did you hear the jewels that Clinton Portis just dropped on this program this evening? I mean, this is Reverend CP right here. My brother needs a handkerchief to wipe the sweat up off his brow. Amen in the congregation. By the way, CP mentioned he's not for everyone. So if you are one of those haters that don't like him, I would just like to add, screw you. Clinton Portis here on the Travis Thomas Experience. By the way, CP, you brought up Trent. You know, what, man, I mean, I know a lot of, I'll say this, CP, because you know a lot of people I deal with within your circle, too. I know a lot going on with this Trent Williams stuff that I haven't even said on my platforms. We'll leave it at that, right? CP, is it over? Like, is this guy going to put on the Redskins uniform again, in your opinion?
Well, this is where the problem comes in. When you feel like you've been put in a situation that you should have never faced. And that was, again, I go back and I relate this to me because this is what I know full everything about, and that's me. So when you look at this situation, Trent Williams never feel as if he should be in a situation where he questioned this organization, right? That was the same thing with me. I got into a situation where I'm landing on the line, I'm running through brick walls, I'm jumping on hand grenades or whatever, what have you, just to try and provide wings. And all of a sudden, it backfires in your face, and you go from the solution to the problem. And once you become the problem, you're looking like, bro, I gave you everything. You can't turn on film and say, oh, you know what, CP didn't give his all today. Or maybe I had a bad game, but because I had a bad game, it wasn't due to effort. It wasn't due to lack of being prepared. It was because the other team game plan too. Those people get paid, but you can't say consecutive bad games. You can never look at my career and say, oh, well, he had a bad game 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row. It was, if it happened the next week, the next team was in trouble and they paid for whatever happened the week prior. But that's giving your all. That's having that's taking the responsibility and saying, you know what, I'm gonna come back harder. I'm gonna come back and give my all. I'm gonna fight through this and make it work. You know, some guys, you look at guys now, man, it's 2, 3 bad games. Then you have a decent game and, oh, everybody, oh, this guy's coming around. And then it's 2 okay games, then another bad game. Like, you finish your season with 3 good games and 4 iffy games and then 6 games where it's like, hey, did you even pay attention to what we were talking about? So just looking at as a whole, not saying just in this city, just sports in general, sports period, where it's too much separation. There's no consistency. I think if you look at my career, my numbers were consistent as 13, 14, 1,500 yards rushing. The years that it wasn't, I went on IR. The 3 years I went on IR. Those are the only times I didn't reach my consistent platform. But all of a sudden, consistency becomes a problem. And when was the last time someone else did it? You see what I'm saying? Like, people began to complain, like, oh, man, he's just going to get 1,300 yards. You know how hard it is to get 1,300 yards against the defenses that I played against?
Yeah, you literally had no quarterbacks.
But people, you know, that's what society is saying. The guys that I played with, hey, they gave me what they could, and I gave them what I could, and I went above and beyond. That's where the blocking come in at. That's where, you know, you look at the hustle downfield. I'm doing whatever I possibly can to spring someone and to get us on the board. Points were hard to come by.
Yeah.
Like, points was hard to come by. It was the NFC East. The Eagles had one of the top defenses in the NFL. The Giants had one of the top defenses in the NFL. The Cowboys had one of the top defenses in the NFL. That's 6 games out of our season. And then we go on to play the Vikings or, you know, the Ravens or another top defense
So week in, week out, we didn't have a, oh, you know what, here's a cupcake game. Here's the sorriest team in the division, and I get to pad my stats against. We didn't have those type of games because we were looked at as the sorriest team in the division. Although we went out and we gave our all and we played, we were like the stepping stone.
Wow. How about Clinton Portis? I got him on one today, producer Sean. My man is preaching today. Clinton Portis joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. You know what I'm going to do, bro? I'm going to pivot outside of football here because I got you on one today, and I want you to weigh in on this. My question of the day, I always ask a question of the day on my show, CP, and my question today is, do you think the Wizards are giving up too much trying to get Masai Ujiri away from the Raptors to come here and run? The Wizards are going to give him $10 million a year. They're going to give him an ownership stake. I mean, to me, what I said, CP, to start the show was, the Wizards got to do whatever it takes to get this guy. He literally was the architect to getting the Raptors the championship. He fired the coach of the year. He traded their best player at the time. I mean, he obviously rolls the dice. As a player, would you want a franchise? When I hear you talk about laying it all on the line, I mean, wouldn't you want your franchise to go out and do whatever it takes to get the best guy to run the franchise?
Well, I would. I think the Wizards, I don't think they're wrong for this offer. And I would love to see more minority owners in sports. You know, I think this is a golden opportunity for Masai. Looking at what he did in Toronto, looking at his track record with Denver, you know, just knowing his history. When you see what he did, as you said, firing the coach of the year and making that move to trade DeMar DeRozan and then bring in Kawhi, that was huge. And a lot of people felt like, hey, you know what? We don't want to lose DeMar. Look at what he's done to this community. Look at everything he's given this country. And all of a sudden, Kawhi come in, whether it was a one-year deal, and win a championship, you know. And Masai, what I really hate is how quickly the negativity came out about Masai. Oh, he's all of a sudden being looked into as his battery. He's trying to get on the court but don't have the right credentials. Come on, man. Like, everyone is trying to taint this man instead of respecting what it is he does. And what that is his IQ for basketball is exceptional. It's great. It's outstanding. And what he's doing is going to change the game for everyone, because most teams shied away from, oh, you know what, I'm going to add this key piece for 1 year, but I'm not willing to give up the assets. Now, you look at Toronto and their geniuses for giving up. Hey, they gave up their future. They gave up DeMar DeRozan, a guy who loved Canada. And whether Kawhi stay or leave, he brought them a championship. That's going to last. They could clear out the whole team. They can dump the whole team right now in Canada love the Raptors because they just won their first NBA championship. So when you look at it in that sense, who's the architect behind it? Masai. And D.C. needs that. D.C. needs a change. You need someone who's going to come in, shake things up, be a risk taker, and deal with it. You never heard him come out and say, oh, well, this is what I was thinking. This is why I did it. It was between he and his players, and he got the most out of his players. Those guys are grateful for the opportunity. I think when you look at Kawhi and Kyle Lowry, how they handled the situation, Kyle Lowry didn't have to shy away from not liking the decision of losing his best friend. What he did have to do was go out and continue to play, or he would have been gone. And all of a sudden, Kawhi got the best out of Kyle, and no one looks at that from that aspect or that angle of the game. So I think it's great. I think if D.C. got a chance to get him in $10 million a year, you give away millions a year for someone who doesn't perform in all sports platforms. Like, it's someone on every team that's overpaid, that don't deliver. So giving someone $10 million, that's going to change your franchise and give you an opportunity to be respectable again. Like, the Wizards haven't really had that buzz since Gilbert Arenas. Although you have John Wall and Bradley Beal, they don't get the same draw that Gilbert Arenas and Deshaun Stevenson and those guys got. Caron Butler, Antoine Jameson. Like, the city was totally different at that time. So, you know, for me, I think a change is needed, and you just got to allow him to go in and make his decisions. The difference, I mean, this market is so tough. Like, this market is so tough because everyone is split. And it's constant. It's always, it's going to be the negativity and it's going to be the haters, the loyal fans, the ones that love the sports franchises of D.C. that's never going to change and they're going to believe in everything about D.C. So you have those loyals, but then you have the community constantly change. It's new people coming in. It's new direction at all times every 2 years here. You know, so if you're not winning, who's going to want to come? Who's going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to take my time out to spend my money and go watch the Redskins or watch the Wizards. We need that. We need those people. We need more than just that diehard fan, that D.C. franchise lover. We need everyone to come out and support the city and get the city because you have all the opportunity. John Wall, great talent. Bradley Beal, great talent. Those guys could actually win with the right direction. But who's going to be the leader? I think Masai can do it.
Wow. You know what, man? I swear, if I had a Funk Flex bomb to drop on this entire interview, this Clinton Portis is, he's slick. See, he's working on his craft. He's not even a jock anymore. This brother's like Stephen A. Smith now. He is straight media mogul status. Clinton, I'm telling you right now, we've done this phone thing too many times. Next time, I'm getting you in studio. We're going to do the whole damn show because you could talk all this stuff. You don't just talk Redskins. We're going to talk everything, and we're going to do 26 minutes. We're just going to get together and just have a big old media party, bro, me and you.
Hey, bro, I'm all for it, man. Them people scared to let me in your studio. They won't let me in. They're gonna do me like Golden State did Masai when he tried to run on the floor. Like, hey, where are your credentials? What are you here for? Like, hey, man, I'm a friend of Travis Summers. I'm just here so I don't get fined, man. I'm not causing any trouble.
He hit him with the Marshawn Lynch. ACP,
yeah, I'm
man.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, man.
I love you, bro. Happy Father's Day, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Same to you.
All right.
Take care.
We'll talk soon. Clinton Portis. By the way, Mitch, Vince, Tony, Tom, thank you for waiting. You will have the floor upon the return of the Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.